Test. Oh, okay, there we go. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 24. 1 Chronicles 24. Now the divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. And David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar divided them according to their offices for their ministry. Since more chief men were found from the descendants of Eleazar than the descendants of Ithamar, they divided them thus. There were 16 heads of fathers' household of the descendants of Eleazar and 8 of the descendants of Ithamar according to their fathers' households. Thus they were divided by lot, the one as the other, for they were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God, both from the descendants of Eleazar and the descendants of Ithamar. And Shemaiah, the son of Nathaniel, the scribe from the Levites, recorded them in the presence of the king and princes, or the princess Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the households, father's households of the priests and of the Levites, one father's household taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came out for Jehorib, the second for Jediah, the third for Haram, the fourth for Serum, the fifth for Malchijah, the sixth for Mijamin, the seventh for Hakaz, the eighth for Abijah, the ninth for Jeshua, the tenth for Shechaniah, the 11th for Eliashib, the 12th for Jakim, the 13th for Huppah, the 14th for Jeshebab, the 15th for Bilgah, the 16th for Immer, the 17th for Hezer, the 18th for Hapazez, the 19th for Petathiah, the 20th for Jehezekiel, the 21st for Jakim, the 22nd for Gamul, the 23rd for Deliah, the 24th for Maaziah. These were the offices for their ministry when they came into the house of the Lord according to the ordinance given to them through Aaron their father, just as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. Now, for the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shebuel, the sons of Shubael, Jediah, of Rehabiah, the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah, the first, of the Izrahites, Shelomoth, of the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, and of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, Jechameam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah of the house of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi, the sons of Jaaziah, Bino, the sons of Merari by Jaaziah were Bino, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. By Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. By Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, and the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their father's households. These also cast lots, just as their relatives of the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, Zadok, Ahimelech, and of the heads of the house of father's households, of the priests and of the Levites, the head of father's households, as well as those of his younger brother. Amen. So the Israelites saw fit to put into order the part of this priestly office. And I'll get into the reason why a little bit later on. But let's just go through some of this genealogy. So Aaron has 4 sons, and these would be the high priests, basically, during this time. Nadab and Abihu died. And when it says here that they died before their father, it doesn't mean that this is not a chronological assessment. It just means they died in the presence. They died. Oh, thank you. I thought something was missing. They died basically before their father passed away. So during his lifetime, these sons died. So then the next in line, and these sons, and they had no sons to carry on. So following that, Eleazar and Ithamar take office. And pretty much the house of Eleazar will basically rule this particular office, and then later it's Ithamar, but particularly it's through the son of Eli. And so you can get an idea of the order there. And so they set the house in order, divided them according to their offices for their ministry and their different particular services that they had as it pertained to the temple in this regard, and before the tent, getting into the temple. And they were thus at this place, and they were divided by lot. And the reason why they did that is because it was considered such a holy, such an important part of the community of Israel that there ought to be no jealousy that comes into this place. And so to abstain from any kind of that idea, they decided that they would do this by lots. Now, obviously, the sons of Eleazar were twice as many as they were of Ithamar. And so they would do it, they would do 2-1. And so when the lot fell, two sons of Eleazar, one son of Ithamar. Two sons of Eleazar, one son of Ithamar. And so when you read the thing, that's basically what happens. Two sons of Eleazar, one son of Ithamar. And they would go back 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, all the way down until they're all basically put in their duty during this time. And so kind of everything is coming to order. This was so important that the scribe, the Levites, also the king and the princes, the head of the father's household of all the priests, they sit there and, or not sit, but they stand in this place and everything becomes recorded. This gives you a little bit of idea how important the division of the Levites, and particularly this priestly rule, was really going to manifest. Now, the Israelites would be very different than the other countries living during that time. And this would be, the Israelites would basically be a nation of priests and kings. That's basically what it comes down to. And we see that storyline actually carrying all the way through to the New Testament. And so then Paul comes out and basically tells us that we are a nation of priests. Well, particularly Peter will make mention of that. And so we see the priesthood, I mean, the whole nation in this regard, kings and priests, that every single one of us, we play kind of got both those hats on. If we look in New Testament, the reason why we're kings is because we're the son of the king, princes in that way, and princesses. But so you see that royal line there. And the reason why we're priests as well is because we're also a son of the king. And so in Christ, you know, in our Father and the Son, we have the king, the kingly rule, the royal rule, and the priestly rule coming together. And so it's important that for one, going all the way back to the beginning, that this is categorized, that it's laid out very specifically, because we are dealing with a nation of kings and priests. And so, I mean, what does that mean to every single one of us? In the Old Testament, only the priests can go into the presence of the Lord. In the New Testament, all the veil is torn when Christ dies on the cross. In other words, there's no longer separation between man and God. And so, remember, the veil torn is from top to bottom. And now we are standing as priests before the Lord. You don't need any mediator to go between you and the Father. Where before, you had to have a lot of mediation. You had to have the sprinkling of the blood. You had to have there would have to be ritual cleansing. There would have to be the sacrifice on the altar. And, you know, so many steps to actually just get into the presence of God. And particularly in this regard, really only on one day of the year, which is the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And we see that now Christ has basically, retired the old system, and now Christ stands as a mediator. Paul will say there's only one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And so now he stands in that place, and because of his sacrifice, the door is laid open. And so for us, the ramifications of that is that we get total access to God the Father. Where before there was ritual and sacrifices, spilling of blood, ritual cleansing, all these things that happened because of Jesus Christ and because of his sacrifice. He died once for all sin. As a result, now we have direct access to God. And so your prayers now don't have to go through the Virgin Mary. They don't have to go through any saint. Right? They don't have to go through any of these other avenues. They can go directly to the Lord. And even better on top of that, when God will bless us with the Holy Spirit, now we can have a prayer language that actually just goes straight to the heart of God, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And so he lays all these things out. But you can see why Ezra makes it a really clear point that he's laying out not only the genealogy, but he's laying out the exact order in these things, because he is, you can imagine, the Holy Spirit is getting ready a whole nation, happening through Israel, but fulfilled in the New Testament church, primarily through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so let's close our eyes today. We are a nation of priests. Peter will talk about the priesthood of all believers. And so priests serving two functions. One is mediation, and the other one is service. So brothers and sisters, now you don't need any mediation, because Christ is now mediated on our behalf. And then you see how important service is before the Lord. And so my question to us this morning is, are we operating out of our priestly function? Number one is, are you going before God? And number two, are you serving the house of God? My two primary functions, mediation and service. You know, one of our values here at church is, right, every member a servant. And so how are you serving the body? And are you going before the Lord? This direct access that we are so blessed to have through the sacrifice of His Son.
Seeks your face, oh God of Jacob, O God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
Well, let's pray this morning. Let's come before Him as priests. This direct line that we get to have with the Father. And as priests, let's intercede for those around us. It's the privilege of priests. Whatever God's laid on your heart this morning, let's stand in that role. And let's intercede. The priests would intercede for the people of Israel. Let's intercede for our people. Let's go before the Lord. And as priests, let's intercede for our family. Let's pray for our friends and family that are going through cancer. And let's pray for them as they go through their therapies and surgeries. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that are battling through illness and also needs to meet with Jesus. So let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for that word of salvation. Let's pray for our community dealing with non-cancer related illnesses. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for God's provision and open doors. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Hong Kong. Well, let's pray for our government and pray for our leaders that they would rule righteously. Let's continue to pray against the wealth gap and ask the Lord to really release really the spirit of generosity over this place. Pray for revival. Well, let's lift up the churches. Pray for our friends ministering, sports services, Shanty, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughters, CSW, Mother's Choice. Pray for the Korean church. Pray for Hong Kong students and domestic helpers and families that are in distress with their children. Let's lift up our city. Let's lift up our staff and let's ask God's hand upon them. Let's pray for God's grace to really do the work of the Lord with all of our heart and pray particularly for Mon, who's on her maternity leave. Pray for Pastor Nate on his paternity leave. Pray for particularly for Pastor Ricky as he's rounding out his stay here in Hong Kong. And let's just ask the Lord's hand. I heard Rachel's whole family is sick as well. If you can lift them up. And let's just pray for God's hand upon our staff. Let's lift up our hospitality ministry. Let's pray for a welcoming and the barista. Let's pray for our leaders, our volunteers, that they would really serve this house by really loving our guests that come. Well, let's just pray for just a lot of order and a lot of organization that needs to take place through these ministries. Pray for our worship ministries, the worship sound, and the AV teams. I pray for a real heart of worship and ask the Lord to bless our volunteers with not only skill sets, but with really a heart to really serve this house. Let's lift up our house churches, First Street, Fontana Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, Old Peak Road, Soho, and Westville. Let's pray for just the moving of the Spirit tonight as they gather together. Pray for the hosts. Pray our leaders would lead well and the people would really be drawn closer to God and to one another. Lastly, let's lift up our parenting seminar and our retreat that's coming up. The laymans are flying in tonight about 6 o'clock, and so pray for a smooth flight, the journey here. Let's pray for our parents throughout this weekend that they would really grow and really learn God's heart as it pertains to their kids and parenting. Let's lift up our retreat. Let's pray for RT and for Bobby. Pray that God would just give them the messages to speak. Pray for our congregation that there will be no last-minute illnesses or business trips, that our schedules and health would be covered, that every single person would go and really encounter the Lord. Well, let's lift up. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God. We're so grateful, Lord, that you've called us as priests, Lord. That because of Jesus Christ, Lord, there's no barrier to the Father. Lord, and your heart, God, is that we would come before you, Lord, blameless because of what you've done for us, but we'd also come in the heart of service, God. So we teach each SP'er, Lord, to come before you, Lord God, holy and blamelessly, Lord, because of your Son, but also to be servants, God. And so we thank you, Lord. Just help us to serve you in some way today, God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. We'll see you tomorrow.